This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
He's a great coach. He'll be a Hall of Fame coach. He already is, really, even though he's, you know, not retired yet. But listen, there's always somebody that you're trying to get past, right, to accomplish the goal that you want to accomplish. So I don't care what walk of life you're in or what sport, you know, you're in or whatever it is. There's always a challenge in front of you. It's just who that challenge is. And this week for us, it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott speaking on Andy Reid right there. That plays in perfectly for a question I wanted to ask. Do you have a favorite McDermott moment, Joe? Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Got some calls to catch up on in the Legend of the Game game. Because I do have a very clear favorite McDermott moment, and I can relate it to this game in a way.
My favorite McDermott moment.
Everybody's got their least favorite moment that they want, right?
Like, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Not taking shots. You remember those well. Do you have a favorite?
I mean, the whole DeMar Hamlin night.
Okay.
Like how he handled that all. But if I'm outside of that, should I have a ready to go answer on this?
Like, Not necessarily.
Is yours very like personalized or like unique, or do you think that yours would be a lot of people's?
I don't know. Well, maybe when I say it, they'll remember it, or maybe I'm the only one that really likes it because it sounded petty, but I loved it.
Oh, I know your answer.
Don't give Bill too much credit.
Yes. Yeah.
It's my favorite McDermott moment.
That's tough to beat. That might be my number. Maybe there's another one, but that's going to be in my top 3 at least.
He was of course correct that night.
Oh,
so
yeah?
how am I going to relate it to this game? I was thinking about this because he says don't give Bill too much credit when everyone starts to crown Belichick as a genius for running the ball all but 3 times in the Hurricane Bills Monday Nighter. And he basically says, like, don't give Bill too much credit. And the reason I want to compare that to this week's game is we talked with Carrington Harrison yesterday, and we played the clip for him coming in of Steve Palazzolo saying, if this weren't the Chiefs, if they didn't have red uniforms on, if it wasn't Andy Reid on the sideline, if it wasn't Mahomes, if it wasn't these guys that we see win all the time, we'd look at them and we'd say, like, this team is way overrated. They're not nearly as good as they think they are. But we don't say that because of who it is. And Carrington didn't even disagree with that. Basically, like, yeah, I think that's probably right, but they do have all those people. And it made me think of the Patriots, because why was Bill Belichick crowned a genius that night? It was because of his resume. It wasn't because of how good the Patriots were. It was because people were not quite ready to give up the idea that he could, you know, three-dimensional chess you and win a game he shouldn't.
Right.
And I started thinking about that this week. Like, are we all afraid of the Chiefs, thinking about the Chiefs, oh, this one doesn't mean much, it's going to be close. Are we doing all that because it's the Chiefs? And are we approaching everything for this week in a specific way because of who it is? Whereas if everything was the same except it was the Steelers over there, we'd be like, yeah, knock these dudes out. Let's go. Forget about the whole idea that it doesn't mean anything.
Right. Well, you're saying, though, if it was the Steelers, like, and they didn't have the previous success, like if this was the 9-0 Steelers,
if it was just a 9-0 team,
yeah,
we would not say, well, this game doesn't really mean anything.
No, it would be, it would, I think it, I kind of said this yesterday a little bit too. I feel like you would have more of a measuring stick sentiment going into this game of let's find out what you look like against this team, because we're trying to figure out if we should be confident in you. We're trying to figure out what it's going to look like if you have to play them in a playoff game. And I think the difference between them and the Chiefs is just there's no outcome on Sunday where I feel like anybody's going to change their opinion on that. Whereas Pittsburgh, because we haven't seen that in the playoffs and because they're newer, right, the new quarterback, at least. I know Tomlin's still there and Watt and whatever. Like, you could you would play a 9-0 team like that and say, I want to see this game, and it's there's more value to it because I haven't seen the matchup. And we've seen the Bills-Chiefs matchup 100 times.
Right.
Feels like.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Bills and Chiefs, you and I have also both just retweeted a Bill Belichick breakdown.
It's
of the
really good.
The cat and mouse game between the Bills and the Chiefs over the last three, four meetings, and how the Chiefs have spied Josh Allen, and how the Bills have fought back against that spy, and how the Chiefs evolved their spy. It is really cool. So if you want to check that out, we both retweeted it. We can recap it a little bit later. Okay, 803-0550, our phone number. We'll get back to some phone calls here on the Legend of the Game game if anybody still wants in. Ron in D.C. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Hey, gentlemen, good morning. I've got some very Billsy picks for you.
Okay.
Let's lead off with Ronnie Harmon and the drop. We could introduce Scott Norwood with the miss. Mm. We could go to Vontae Davis with the quit. We could have 1970s legendary punter Marv Bateman with the shank. And, of course, what legendary conversation would not take place without Nate Peterman? Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ron. I feel like those guys are all solid guesses to not be the legend of the game, but they do have iconic moments.
Yeah. Vontae Davis also tragically passed away earlier this year, I think, so it's definitely going to be him.
Yes, he did.
It's also definitely not going to be Nate Peterman.
Is he in the league right now?
Oh, where there is
isn't
a,
he always just with the, isn't, he just with the Ra- isn't he just with the Raiders at all times?
Oh, yeah. 32 practice squads are not going to go without Nathan Peterman being on one of them, although I do actually think, look at this. No, I didn't even know. He's on the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
The Atlanta Falcons.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Good
two heartbeats away from the starting quarterback of the Atlanta Falcans in a playoff game.
803-0550. If you're just joining us, the legend of the game is this. We do not know who it is, but we've been given a clue that when we are told, we will pick one highlight.
Like, yeah.
My source said, I know the highlight you'll pick when I tell you who it is. That kind of gives a little bit of a clue and led us to a fun game.
I think I'd be surprised if the clue led us to like a tragic Bills moment, like all of the ones that the caller just laid out.
My favorite guess is Sam Adams. My favorite guess, yes.
I think I like Drayton Florence. Is Sam Adams, though, more recognizable of a name than Drayton Florence? Or is it close, so it doesn't really even...
How many years did he play for the Bills?
Sam Adams?
Yeah.
What would you guess?
How many do you think?
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, I know the answer. It was three.
Oh, okay. It was probably three. About what I would have guessed.
He made a Pro Bowl.
He was a long-time Raven, wasn't he?
He played 6 years in Seattle.
Three years
with the Bills, 2 years with the Ravens, and then Cincinnati, Oakland, and Denver.
Okay, I'm looking now. The Ravens maybe is where he was second team all pro with Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam Adams. What about Pat Williams, the guy that was next to him? He doesn't really have a moment, though, does he?
I can't think of one specific highlight for him.
He was really good, though. Really good player.
Steve, we should go back farther. Like, what about,
like in the 90s?
Does Nate Odoms have a play? I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, you're younger than me. I'm the right age, but I didn't necessarily live here and follow those 90s Bills as close as some others did.
Yeah. So between Odoms and, like,
Henry Jones or someone like that.
Odoms had 9 interceptions in a year with the Bills.
Huh.
9 interceptions. Man, the 90s were wild. I mean, because quarterbacks were throwing 20. Yeah. Like Henry Jones, right? Or like one of those guys. You've got Mark Kelso, maybe. Somebody like that that's got a pick. I don't know. Offensively, like, isn't it just all Andre and Thurman and Lofton and Metzlars? Like, is there a playoff moment for somebody?
Yeah. What about Bryce Pop?
Yeah, that's, I mean, he had a
defensive player of the year.
Million sacks that one year, but
17 and a half, yeah.
I don't know how the highlight thing clue relates to him.
Right,
though.
Right. 803-0550. Steven Wheatfield is next up on the Legend of the Game game.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was thinking about the drought, as we're talking about the drought and all this stuff. The one thing that drives me crazy is, like, the drought was so long that it all feels clumped together. Like, I can't remember which players played for which year, because it was just there was a lot of unforgettable moments. But when I think of rememberable moments, you guys were mentioning Mario Williams and which sack would be rememberable. I was at they played the Packers. I can't remember what year it was. It was at home. I was at the game, and Mario Williams sacked Aaron Rodgers, I think twice in that game, at critical moments to, like, end the game. And then also there was a play, I can't remember what team it was against, where he, like, pile-drived a guy into the ground, like, picked him up and did, like,
yes,
a wrestling move on him.
Yep.
I feel like that would be a highlight that's memorable. And then the other thing about the drought that's just kind of funny to me is, during the drought, I mean, all we did was hate Belichick and Brady, and now they've become two of the most likable characters on TV, which is kind of annoying, in my opinion. Like, I actually really like listening to Belichick.
Yep.
And Brady doesn't bother me that much on the broadcast, and that kind of, like, rubs me the wrong way. I don't know why to say it that way, but yeah, I would say Mario Williams sack on Rodgers, and then the pile drive moment would be one of the two highlights I would put up if I was going to do it. But thanks for taking my call, guys. Have a good
Yeah,
weekend.
Thanks very much. Thanks for calling.
On that, like, to me, Brady hardly exists on those broadcasts. Like, I know he talks, but I don't even notice him. Like,
he
blends in. He doesn't say anything interesting. Nothing that stands out. Belichick is out there, like, teaching me things about football that I really like.
Yes. Brady, I just haven't seen enough of. And that's the other thing. Like, it's not like Brady's clips are going to go viral on social media the way the Belichick's breakdowns are. You know, how am I getting the highlights of what the guy's doing? So I'm not bothered by Brady right now. I think I've seen one Brady game, and that might have been the San Francisco Tampa game.
The Bills Seahawks game was.
Bills Seahawks game, right. Which I didn't even really, I didn't notice.
Yeah. And then, so he mentions I do remember the Mario Williams pile drive.
Is that
sack
against the Dolphins?
I think that's right.
One thing I did not realize is that Mario Williams was first team All Pro and second team All Pro in his four seasons with the Bills. I know he was awesome. I don't remember first team All Pro.
Far too many people think that didn't go as well as it did because the last season was such a joke.
Yeah.
Because Rex had him playing linebacker and dropping into coverage. The first 3 years of his Bills career, this is the way I always put it. Like, Mario Williams played 4 years for the Bills, and I think Jerry Hughes didn't pass him on the all-time Bills sack list until his last season with the Bills. Like, it took him 12 years to catch Mario Williams in sacks or something like that. The game, though, he mentions where he had two sacks against Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, he is not the star of that game.
That's Bakari Rambo,
That's
right?
Bakari Rambo. But they're not.
Also star
of that
game.
Not doing Legend of the Game, Bakari Rambo.
Don't forget, Jordy Nelson was the star of that game for dropping a deep touchdown pass.
Oh, like a 95-yard touchdown pass, too. But
remember Jordy Nelson?
Yeah, he was amazing.
He was pretty good.
He was the last great 87 wide receiver.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. It is, I almost said, like, Buffalo Bills Football Monday, because we're so football-based.
Buffalo Bills Chiefs
Football
Week.
Thursday. Yeah, it's Chiefs Week. Yep. All right. 803-0550. Give us a call if you want. Sal coming up at 8. We'll check in with Paul. The Sabres claimed James Reimer off waivers. Matias Samuelson out weeks, Tage day to day. So I guess those are all bits of news. I mean, respect to Samuelson. He gets hurt all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear Tage is not going to be long. So there's a question about Devon Levi and his development and what the Sabres should do there, because he probably should be playing, and he's not. And when he does, he's not playing very well. So plenty to get to. When we get back, I've got a crazy stat of the day for you. I've got two stats of the day. All right, I'll give you this one. There's a team that's about to conjure up the memory of the 1990 New York Giants, and they play in the NFL today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.